You are listening to Leah Lure. Make sure that you are seated in a comfortable position with your headphones on for the best effects. As always, avoid driving and or operating heavy machinery while listening to the sound of my voice.
All right, would you like to find yourself getting comfortable? And maybe shutting your eyes? And allowing your mind and your body to just remember what time of day it is for you. Not literally. Just to accept that it is time to go into trance and to not have to worry about anything else. And as you find yourself in that state of dropping down more deeply and knowing that you don't need to worry about anything else, perhaps you can hold on to how good it is to take a breath out and to just realize that at this moment, you have zero responsibility. At this moment, nothing, absolutely nothing, is expected of you. You can listen to the sound of my voice, or you could zone out, whichever one feels best for you. Or you could do nothing at all, and I would still be okay with that. What are you okay with right now? Can you allow your unconscious mind to simply take you down more and more deeply into trance? To simply let you feel comfortable and cozy and fantastic? And as you find yourself in that state of feeling comfortable and cozy and fantastic, drifting and dropping easily and effortlessly away, give in a little bit more and a little bit more. Drop down more and more powerfully right now and feel how fantastically nice that is for your brain to accept the sound of my voice inside your head. And as you accept the sound of my voice inside your head, and as you let yourself get as comfortable as you need to, I wonder how easy it would be for you to imagine, to think about the idea that as I talk, I'm pulling ever so gently and ever so slowly the thoughts out of your head. And as you find yourself taking my words in, that are taking your words out, everything feels so much better right now. Drop and drop. Sink and surrender right now. Feel how good that is to just let go. To feel those words, those thoughts, those ideas pushed in, pulled out of your head in a way that's gentle, in a way that's effortless, in a way that lets you give in. Feel how good that is for your unconscious mind to drop down more powerfully, to give in more easily, to let everything else go. And the more your unconscious mind lets that happen, the more amazing you can feel. I wonder how you know how to feel good. Most people are really fantastic at feeling less good and at allowing themselves to feel less and less good on any given day. But I wonder right now if you can notice that your mind and your body can become better and better as those thoughts leave your head at feeling more wonderful. Can you find yourself in that state of feeling more wonderful right now? Can you hold on to how amazing it is to let yourself feel more and more wonderful right now? Perhaps to think about things that let you feel good and to anchor that in and then to notice that you could feel a little bit better. It's not really some magic thing. There's usually things that we know that make us feel good. And I don't know what those things are for you because everyone is so very different. But you can find yourself thinking about things that you like and things that you enjoy and things that make you smile and things that make you feel good and comfortable and cozy. Whatever those are, let's toss some sparkles onto the top. I don't know how many of you have ever seen my knockout powders. I have these edible cake dusting powders that I have used for a very long time and taught a lot of classes about. And I put a little bit in a little glass jar, and I have a whole rainbow's worth of them. And they all do slightly different things. But they all look so very beautiful. And when I take off the cap and blow over the top of it and blow those at you, these little tiny sparkles hang in the air for just a bit. And they catch the light, and they're really delightful. I believe that when they are coming at you, they only look like they're the exact same color of light. They don't actually have a color, except for perhaps the black, which is pretty dark. But all the rest of them just look like light, little sparkles coming at you, overwhelming you, overtaking you, making you surrender, making you give in. Allowing you to feel better and better and better. You know how fantastic that is to allow yourself to feel so much better? To let the sparkles of light simply come at you and overwhelm you and subsume you while my words pull thoughts out of your mind and fill the rest of your head with, I don't know, something that allows you to feel better and better with every passing moment. The way that your mind can know what exactly it is that you want in this moment. And you don't have to have the thing that you want to feel like you've had the thing that you want. Because when we get a thing that we want, our brain just releases a complex cocktail of chemicals. Our brains are literally the world's best chemical factories. Our brains are responsible for us feeling all the different ways that any pill could ever make us feel. We can recreate those things in our brains. Maybe not easily or effortlessly, but it's possible to do all of that. So if your brain remembers an experience that you had, that you enjoyed, that you loved, that you'd like to find yourself remembering, that you'd like to find yourself experiencing again, while my thoughts pour into your brain and your thoughts leave your mind, hold on to how very good it feels to let that happen. Drop more and more deeply into a powerful state of you absolutely surrendering yourself to me, at you completely giving in to me, more and more and more, in a way that allows you to notice how very good it feels. Drop down again, sink down more. Let those sparkles invade your brain, and as those sparkles invade your brain, allow yourself to simply feel delightfully blissful with whichever chemicals your brain can drop down right now. Now, maybe you find yourself needing to sleep after this is over. Your brain can let that happen. Just drop. Just drop again. Feel how powerful and amazingly good as you drop down deeper. Whether your brain is starting to release the things that allow you to know that you can get to sleep easily, or to allow you to get to the things that let you feel more pleasure, more delightfully, or in allowing you to simply know that your head can be quiet as my voice, my words, pull the thoughts out of your head, so that you don't need to worry about anything else. And the more you find yourself in a state of just accepting, of being there and simply accepting, of dropping down more powerfully and easily, it feels better and better and better to allow those sparkles to simply drop down over you. The more the sparkles drop down over you, the more you can envision what it's like to have a flash of light or a lot of flashes of light hit your eyes. The more wonderful it feels. Sometimes, when I go outside into the backyard on a sunny day, the pool just mesmerizes me. There is also a pond beyond that, but the pool water has a filter and a pump, and it's going many hours of the day. And I'll just sit out there, and I'll watch the way the sun catches on it. And I'll feel so good when I watch. It will be soothing and comforting to my eyes and to my brain in a way that's so very calming. When I stare at that, when my eyes are so fully engaged with the way that the water looks, with the sparkles that I see, I don't need to think about much at all. Don't get me wrong, I can still be distracted. But it feels so good to just let myself not worrying about it. Drop over and over and over again to a place where your mind is happy to let go. Happy to let go of your thoughts. Happy to let go of the things that prevent you from doing the stuff that you'd like to do, no matter what that is. Allowing your brain to feel so much more alive and in control of how good you can find yourself feeling, even while you find your thoughts being pulled and pulled and pulled more and more away, unraveling from the inside of your brain and from all the edges, like a sweater, just your thoughts being pulled. More and more clearly, more and more easily, deliberately tugging. Every once in a while, there's a stubborn bit that needs an extra pull, yank, to come undone. Because the fibers have intertwined with the rest of the loops, you might need to go in and use a couple hands, fingers on both hands, and pull. Or even get some scissors to just cut the connectedness of those loops, not the yarn itself. And then just keep pulling. I like to do that. Not really, because it means that I've done something wrong usually, or I did something for practice. But I like the way that the yarn already ends up in a shape, even though it may not have been very long. And I like the idea of knowing that then I can take those thoughts and I can roll them into a ball and they get nice and straight again. What would that mean, do you think, for your thoughts in your head to be pulled out and then rolled up into a ball, to allow those same words or ideas to be created into something entirely different? Wouldn't it be weird if our entire thought system was like a sweater? But it was like an ugly sweater. And we just decided that we weren't gonna wear that anymore. And so we pulled every bit of that thought out of our head, every bit of that ugly sweater out of our head, and rolled it up into a ball, or maybe even several balls, and then began again. What would be the result of that? To allow ourselves to think in new ways, to use new patterns for our mind, to accept that we can get better and better at doing a thing, and that includes building complex thoughts about things like sweaters, that we can find ourselves looking up new ways and new patterns to do a thing, and as we find ourselves looking up new ways to do new things, we can do things better. We can do things in a way that is more pleasing to us. We can do things in a way that's more useful. Maybe before you had made a sweater with a weird hole right in the middle, and you didn't know why, but it didn't keep you warm. Or maybe you had an odd number of armholes. Maybe some actually with arms and some without. Maybe you had two neck holes. The point is that your sweater right now, whatever it was, can simply find that it is more and more unraveled, that it is easier and easier to let go of how to let that drop. Let that become unraveled. Roll them into balls and reuse those concepts, ideas, words in a new way, in a better way, whether or not you know how to knit. I was in England in February and March, and one of my friends there was crocheting a little pouch for her phone. I had never, ever done any crocheting in all my life. I had only ever done a little bit of knitting, which I'm not very good at. But I can knit a little bit. So I borrowed a crochet hook and I started to make a thing. I wasn't really making anything in particular. I was simply practicing. But I practiced with this one video and I could not understand the concept the way they were showing it. It frazzled my brain, and I kept failing, and I didn't understand why. And then my friend pointed me to a different video, and I did a little research on other ways to do a thing that I wanted to do, and one of those ways really clicked with my brain. One of those ways for figuring out how to do a thing just, bam, was all of a sudden there. And I could move my hands in a way that made sense to me, that allowed me to make sense of the yarn and the stitching. And then I unraveled it all, and I started again and again and again. I probably unraveled 4 or 5 different things. Am I an expert at crocheting? Absolutely not. And crocheting isn't very flexible, it's not very stretchy. It's meant for holding a shape really, really well. If you want something flexible, if you want something movable, you want to knit that. Crocheting is very much more rigid in structure. I always thought that that was kind of fascinating. I wasn't sure why one particular way of doing a thing should be so particularly rigid and the other would allow you flexibility. If somebody crocheted you a sweater and you tried to put it on, there might be ways in which you could get crocheted something to be stretchy. But with a knit sweater, you never have to worry about that. You can just know that you can put it on and it'll fit. And it'll be amazing. Different things require different amounts of care, though. My grandmother used to knit when I was a child. And she was very, very good at it. She was the kind of grandmother who would knit and would be watching TV while she was knitting and not really paying any attention, and she'd knit complex patterns. And one morning, I'd stayed over at her house, and there was school the day before, and it had snowed. And in the time that we got up, before the time that I left for school, she had knitted me a pair of mittens. I always remember and appreciate that kind of kindness and that kind of talent. And I think of how fascinating it is that that was the sort of thing that she could just make happen. Something that intricate, something that useful, something that cozy. Something that lovely. But as your thoughts unravel more and more away with the things that I say and the sparkles that hit you in whichever way you can imagine them, Perhaps you can notice how good it feels to let your brain have released the chemicals that you needed to do whatever it was that you were requiring of yourself now. Whether you needed to go to sleep, or whether you wanted to feel better, or whether you just simply wanted to go very deeply into trance. I wonder how well your unconscious mind accomplished all those things. So as I count to 10, and as you find yourself coming back into the here and now, let any suggestions you need get more and more firmly anchored the higher the numbers go, and allow yourself to feel more fantastic and more wonderful on your way up to consciousness, feeling so free. And I wonder what good you're going to put these words to. To what purpose you can use them for. As you keep coming up more and more easily right now, 5, letting go of the drifting, dropping, dreaming, and 6, feeling how nice that is to simply be in heaven while your brain rises up, up and up and up through all the gates that you thought you had not even gone through before on your way down, feeling more and more fine right now. And 10, come all the way back with us.
Thank you for listening.